Bonfire.
The Bonfire. Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95. Boogie in Virginia says that the Hulk's son, we don't take the call, but it's good info. The Hulk's son is a beloved gay character in the Marvel Universe, says Boogie. Is that true? Dan?
I don't know. I was hoping Jacob could answer it. I really thought that was
a blank stare on your face.
I was like, what's up?
Can we do some research?
I don't know. I don't know. Son of Hulk, I think, was from Planet Hulk.
Your son Scar?
Yeah, his son Scar. I didn't know was gay.
You were hoping, though, right?
Yeah, dude. Well, I jerked off to it. That's why I only have gay sex with green paint on. Because I pretend I'm Hulk and I'm smashing that ass. 2019, Avengers Endgame was a feature to openly discuss their homosexuality. Where can we go from there?
You know, I'd be honest with you. I'm not as grossed out that it's two dudes other than it's one of them's green.
Yeah.
I'm against Hulk versus human sex, but I'm fine that they're both guys.
Dude, if they're both... Oh, I don't care that they're both dudes. You're right, though. One filled with gamma rays and the power, fucking just
it's
a regular dude.
Thing. Yeah,
he's just gonna tear him apart. You're a speciesist.
Yeah, totally. That's why
you're not homophobic.
I don't like the fuck. I don't like. That's why. That's why I say, "Hey, Superman, come fuck our ugly white chicks all you want, bro."
Yeah, and I'm saying to Superman, try farm animals because you might not have them back where you're from. If you're a weird Kryptonian dick. Yes,
oh, man.
Hello, friend. You have sturdy legs for my strength that your son gives me.
Damn.
Margo
Kidder had the ball bag to play hard to get. It's mind numbing. I'm sorry. I went backwards.
Well, just as long like as you went Superman? Backwards, do you remember that she had sex with Richard Pryor?
Oh, yeah.
Margo Kidder?
On set of Superman 3 or what?
Yes, Superman 3.
Really?
They it's fucked? Really?
Juicy no, Goss. Juicy Goss?
No, they also have sex in, what's the R movie? Now I'm forgetting the name of the movie.
Retards?
She does like Whoa. Nudity.
Well, you said the R movie. I thought he was trying not to say it. What's the R movie? Retards? You could just say it. It's not you can name the movie. Go ahead, Jacob. I'm sorry.
She goes down on him in a bathtub. While they're in the bathtub.
Lois Lane.
Yes.
You think Superman was like, that's what I fucking turned the earth around for?
Dude, it's crazy, man. I tell you what.
So you can blow some moulin yon fucking comedian? You go, yeah. Lois.
Lois? Oh,
no,
my God.
No, he's like, no, he's like Superman. Yeah, he goes, Superman's laying out.
Do you understand the fucking shit that I went through so I could fucking come back here and you bang a guy that's on freebase? What the fuck is wrong with you?
You're
what
fucking some fuck? Black guy. I come back from my ice castle.
You know
you're banging some black dude.
Hey, hold on. I grew up in the part of this city with a lot of blacks and we got along just great. I loved their music. They loved our food. We was great. But something I don't deal with is fucking drug addicts.
You're
having sex with a damn drug addict, Lois. We're fucking done. You don't, no more flights, no more holding my hand up in the fucking clouds. You're done.
You can't meet my dad, Jarrell.
You want to meet hologram? You want to meet hologram dad and say you've been hanging out with these fucking degenerates?
He's not going to respect you and he's dressed like a buffoon.
This guy dressed like a fucking idiot and you're over here banging clowns. I got to tell my fucking dead dad that the girl of my dreams loves clowns.
Bing, Zammy, Zoom.
Some Could've kind just... of hero. That's yeah, the dude. Name of the movie.
Some kind of hero? Was
Lois,
it?
Child baby. Lois bangs
it's out of the DC universe.
Is she naked?
So it doesn't count.
I think she does nudity in the
You know what's funny? I think I remember seeing in old Celebrity Skins Mario Kidder naked, and I'm telling you, it's not exciting, man.
No. It's a real letdown.
Really she just has a bird body. It was a...
Bird body.
Yeah, I mean, rest in peace.
Going on down, I said a bird body. She's cute, though, dude. She's cute. If you just flew here from a, you know.
Listen, she was cute or younger. And by the time Superman was fucking her, he got the fucking old spoiled meat.
Superman at Lois Lane, dude.
Yeah, go back to what's the, see, can you go to the sex scene, Christine? Now that you
Man,
Google because YouTube
Lois...
won't have it.
The Lois storyline would be so much better if she was, like, you know, Colombian or, like, Dominican. And she's like, Superman, you got to leave me alone. He's like, I can't. This that fat ass.
I can't do it.
I can't give up that juicy ass.
First off, don't type in porn, Christine. Play
that Salma Hayek clip. Oh, all right. I guess we're not having fun today.
Well, she only got naked. Dude, she got naked in Desperado. That's all you need to grease your pipe to.
I know.
Oh, some fucking titay. When's this move? When's Some Kind of Beautiful?
Some Kind of Hero. I don't know what
I know. Is. We've moved on to seeing Salma Hayek naked, Jacob.
Gotcha. Oh, sorry.
Hello, McFly.
Dan's trying to find some vanilla smack material for later. Me? You know me. I'm looking at this guy fuck this tube in his kitchen.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys are looking at, but I'm looking at this the baldest, smallest bald dick I've ever seen. Jay's going to work on a fucking, it's like a fruit ninja. Yes?
Jay's going man versus machine, and I'm just trying to see, you know.
Now, you're wondering, Christine? She's going for the old Trident of Fury right there. Where the top is going to be working the old clit hood. The other thing jams a couple up your cooter and one in your shooter.
Do you think when you pull it out, you fly around the room like a balloon?
I do. I think if, honest to God, if you plug yourself like that and then she drinks a lot of water, or maybe if she drinks a bunch of like soda and drinks and eats a Mento right afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Like when they throw the Mentos in and they blow the fuck up.
Yeah. Maybe you explode. Has anybody ever tried doing it in their mouth? Like, in their stomach, I mean? Like, drinking?
Oh, like eating a Mentos and then
swallowing a Mento right behind it? Has that been tried, ever?
No.
Do we know this for a fact, or are you just guessing now?
You're just guessing. I'm guessing.
Christine, are you looking into it?
I'll do it right now.
You'll do it? You drink Diet Coke?
I'll fucking drink.
We can't hear you. We start with you potted down now. Go ahead.
I really think you think I'm just fucking around on my phone, and I promise you I'm doing social media for the show.
I just asked you if you could look up the thing.
Okay. Also, on the line, we have Ryan from Maine has a Mrs. Poindexter update. Ryan, you're on the bonfire. What's the update?
What's up, dude? Crackle, crackle.
What's up, buddy? Crackle. What's your Mrs. Poindexter update?
Hey, do you guys still read the Barstool Sports at all?
Barstool Sports. Damn, you got a thick-ass Maine accent, don't you?
Yes, sir.
You're a fucking Mainer, huh? You're a fucking up there. What you put in the ground doesn't always come back. Sometimes the ground is hard.
You can't get there from here, bub.
Yeah, dude. Oh, dude, I want to go bury a cat with you.
You have to bury your own, though, Dan. You bury your own because the ground is sour.
Oh, well, what you don't know is how it comes back. So we do, I mean, sometimes I'll see updates for him, but I don't go there regularly. But we go to Mrs. Poindexter's OnlyFans
regularly.
About once a week.
One of their writers, Jerry Thornton, he did an interview with her on Zoom. It's like a 30-minute interview where she spills all the beans and whatnot. And I believe it was Jay. I think you were right. One of the neighbors got hold of what she was doing. And that's what a neighborhood Karen lady got hold of it. And that's how it all got blown up.
I'm wondering if she fucked a couple of the dudes in the neighborhood. And you know what I mean?
Got around. No, I think it's just the guys. Like a gaggle of women watching a gaggle of their husbands kind of like while they're taking it super upset, and these guys are kind of like, yeah, you know, I mean, might as well take a peek though, right? You know what I mean? Like they already, from just that, just the guy's intrigue to be like, well, she lives across the street. I want to see what the pictures look like.
Yeah.
The wives already are furious at their, I don't know why they thought they would act any other way. Better just to chime in and go there and judge our bodies together like we have all done here.
Yeah.
We've judged her body if you listen to the Thursday show this week, Terminator Timeline, we talk about Miss Poindexter's got what I can only describe as a tube of pussy. I mean, that thing is beefed. I don't know what's happened to it or what she's doing to it, but that thing is sauced up. It's on the juice.
It's looking good, though. You guys should check it out. It's not like last week or something.
Okay, definitely. We'll look into it because I would like to know a different, you know, I want to hear her. Because she basically tried on that first news story to save face, right? That we saw when she was like, she was like, yeah, you know, I kind of want my kid out. And you're like, well.
On Barstool, does she answer, do you think, to the buddy? I think it's not made anywhere near a big enough deal about. I don't mean in the world. I don't give a shit about that. I'm saying just like to us and even the over, when I tell other people or talk to fans on the road. The grandmother just diving in, dude, means
no
the
one
children.
Brings that
the,
up.
The children have no shot because you can get over. It's like my mom did some shit. My mom's kind of young and like, you know, she's high. You know, when you get older, you can wrap your brain around that. Your fucking gross grandma coming in and just laying those fucking deflated bags on her over the couch bed. It's not. Be ashamed, everybody.
Yeah. Christine, I just sent you the interview that he's talking about. And I want to know, I think if like they can get her, why can't we get her on here to find out what's up with the grandma? Because I think that's our question. It's like, why the fuck is...
Let me see your pussy.
I love it, and you love it. But you have to be like...
Dan, I think something's going on with the Barstool site right now because both links you've sent me from Barstool Sports are doing the same thing right now.
Okay, that seems more like it might be a Dan sending it to you thing for so I don't know why, but maybe
do you want me to email it to you?
Yeah, try that and
because
I've
working,
refreshed
it's
and
working,
recopied.
It's working perfectly fine on my browser. Completely fine.
Okay,
in fact, you can go
in
forward into the video. Both links I sent you work. Pretty great.
For each all you felt?
Dude, someone...
You missing it?
This guy that's on... this guy, one of the cast members of Billions, Dhruv, who plays Tuck Lal in the show, is obsessed with that thing, and he just walked up to me right before a take and went, do you want me to sing for his Jolly Good Fellow?
Sing you sing
right,
for
right. I was like, man, I got to tell Jay about that, because that was perfectly timed.
That's great. For sing for his Jolly Good Fellow?
You want me to sing for his Jolly Good Fellow?
Sing for his Jolly Good Fellow?
By the way, prank encounters, it's the same crew as Scare Tactics. That's a clip from Scare Tactics.
Yeah.
But it's the same crew as Scare Tactics, but it's just, I don't know, man. It's just, for some reason, the idea of that show, have you watched it at all, Luke? I think you see you smiling. It's, to have it seem like they're trying to paint a picture that a 13-year-old is organizing and conducting this whole thing. It's like, just show the prank, dude. Faking that the kid from Stranger Things is going, okay, now send in the bog monster. Okay, now bring the lighting up. It's just fucking so lame.
Oh, sweet. So also at this time, I think we could really scare him if we bring down the lights. So... Yeah.
Okay, now have the vampire come in. And then when he comes in, his stupid... It might be a compilation, Christine, on YouTube of Gaten, whatever's reveals that it's pranks. It's so shitty. He goes, hey, if anybody here need Terminator? And he waits for you to recognize him. And when they don't, it's even funnier because then he goes... You're on my prank show.
It's so
like,
funny.
And they're like, shut the fuck up. He goes, you're on my prank show. And he still can't believe they don't know he's from Stranger Things, but he can't say it to them.
So
it's great. It's
what,
that's
he
great.
Can't say, but, he can't say he's on from Stranger Things?
He'd look like a real jag if he says, it's me, the kid from Stranger Things.
I honestly wouldn't mind if he did that. I think that's so funny.
No, he gives him such a goofball, like, Stranger Things face and hopes I go, is the kid from Stranger Things? Oh, I am on a prank show. But sometimes they're just like, whoa. He's like, the kid, I'm the guy, you're on my prank show. And they're like,
oh, no.
Why does a child have a prank show?
What would happen if just four kids ran their bikes, you know, and then went and fought a Gorga monster? So, right? Huh?
So you guys got pranked on my encounter show.
Hey, you're the kid from the Verizon commercial. He goes, yeah, that is part of it.
She talked to Barstool, and she went, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Talk to the Barstool, and she takes a flamethrower to the parents who started this war. Oh, yeah. Give
dude, guess what, Mrs. Poindexter? We're on your side of the war.
Yeah, she got a big mouth and a fat pussy. Let's do
Whoa, dude. What a cool thing to say about yourself. If you're like, damn. I got a big mouth and a fat pussy.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I got a big mouth and a fat pussy, and I ain't going nowhere.
What happened?
My kids are staying right in Catholic school.
Yeah. I didn't know she was from Sacramento.
My kids learn about the
coming
Lord
north
while
of the bay.
Why can't my kids learn about the Lord while me and their grandma smash gash for anyone who's willing to pay $6 a month?
Oh, you telling me a $14.99 ain't worth a generation-to-generation titty bump?
What are you going to feed a family of five in Ethiopia? Or look at this
Or look at my mom's sweet fat tits.
Damn, dude.
I love it. Me love it.
Me love it? Why can't we get her on here?
It's the mom. By the way, don't say the parents. It's the moms.
Yeah, it ain't dads.
No, dude. By the way, the dads, love her even more now because they thought, they got upset when the wives probably made a big deal about it, right? You know what I mean? Like the guys got upset because the wives made a big deal. So they go, oh, man, now she's going to stop. But not only has she not stopped, she's gotten progressively filthier since this has all come out. So do you know what I mean? Like the husbands actually even double down like her now because they're like, oh, hell yes, man. Like I thought she was going to stop, but now she's splitting her fucking butthole and everything. Like she's going
also,
for
if
it.
If you change the background, this would just look like a CNN interview. This doesn't look like a Barstool interview.
I didn't realize we get Mrs. Poindexter on. Who's the person who tries to get us Mrs. Poindexter?
I don't know, but there's somebody. There's somebody that could help us get in touch with her, or I could probably just reach out to her on social media. She's not exactly a star.
Whoa. Damn,
well, that's no way to get her here.
Wow.
She's just some dumb pig, so I'll reach out. Now, you know, Christine,
I think she has every right to do what she's doing, and I don't know why a woman who wants to do this shit would want to have her kids in Catholic school. It seems hypocritical. It makes no sense to me. I don't get it.
Well, let's see it. Let's see.
Lord can't love a kid whose mom's splitting her puss on the internet.
Last time I checked, Jesus.
Last time your daughter went to Catholic school.
What?
Even before the porn came out, can you imagine the venom the wives in the neighborhood had when they saw their husbands checking her out while she was in the driveway or something?
Oh my God.
They must have hated her right way before they found out about this.
Dude, and also the joy it brought them, because you know that her on her afternoon runs, they'd be like, oh, there she is, fucking Mrs. Poindexter, that bitch. And then they're like, I found out she puts up nude photos on the internet. It's like, it wouldn't surprise me, fucking slut. And then she's like, I heard she had sex with Debbie's husband. And it's like, I found
you told me OnlyFans was an app for work, you piece of shit. You've been looking at her pictures.
You said that was for concert tickets. You didn't say it was for our neighbor's puss shop.
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscriptions, subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop at one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now.
All right.
Now, usually, I'd say I'm the wild card on this show.
You absolutely are.
But I heard Dan had to get a little spicy, you say, in a Lyft?
Dude.
Because Lyft, by the way, you've been really...
I've been on it, and they fucked me over.
I don't want to call it the soda curse, man, but when you lay a heavy backing on something, it goes.
Let me tell you what. It's not a curse. It's a moment of lack of foresight because I'm excited about something. So I've been an Uber guy the entire time ride shares have been around, and then staying with Katie in New Jersey, it's hard sometimes to get an Uber that wants to go into the city if they don't have the right license plates, you know, like the registered cars in New York. Because then if they're a registered car in New York, they can pick me up here and take me to New York, and then they can grab someone in New York and come back to Jersey. So there's a problem with that. So there's been multiple times where I've tried to get an Uber, and every Uber I get doesn't have the right license plate. So I'll message them and be like, hey, I'm going to New York. I'm going to Manhattan. And they'll fucking cancel the ride. So I was like, fuck it, I'll do Lyft. And Lyft, I think, has a thing in their app where they won't let someone pick up my ride unless they have that specific license plate. So
it was
just like way easier to do Lyft going from Jersey to New York. I was like, oh, okay, you know. And so then I started being like,
they're probably great for everything in the world.
Yeah, they're the greatest. then they're probably just the greatest rideshare program of all time. And then waiting outside of your house after the bonfire last week, it was like, oh, no, 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 they just suck just as much as Uber because it's all the same people. It's all the same drivers.
It is, same drivers. But don't say just it's the same people all around because I'm going to say no to that thing. So I'll tell you what Lyft has not come up with right now. They haven't come up with a very, very simple-to-use food delivery system.
True.
That has things come to you on the same bill as Uber. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So you don't have to worry about all the fucking...
Yeah, that's pretty great.
Like, it's not a whole other thing you have to do. Like, listen, Uber is Uber Eats also, basically. It's
fantastic. But I don't really know the rules of Lyft, but I do enjoy it. So I am...
The cars have mustaches, Dan.
I know. Isn't that fun? So,
no.
Oh, come on. Oh, Jason.
Isn't that zany?
No. Isn't that just the silliest? Isn't that just a bunch of silly Billy?
Isn't it just fun?
Isn't it just the funniest? So I was taking a ride back last week when I was filming Billions. I took a I had to get a ride home, and I take a ride home.
Were you still slowly coming out of character? Were you still...
Oh, I would say I was 30% McPhee. I was 30% McPhee at the moment. And it was through the city. I was going from the city to Queens. We took the Queens Midtown Tunnel because it was right there. And I was like, yeah, great. We're right here. It works. Bada boom, bada bing. And I see traffic. And I go, hey, man, you could always take 59th Street Bridge. It's free and it's easy. And he's like, I don't want to take that. And I was like, all right. Well, this guy has his reasons. But I thought he was doing that thing of like, no, not tonight, not on a Sunday night, because there's traffic. And I was like, well, there's traffic everywhere.
But also, 59th Street Bridge, Dan, I will say, is I don't enjoy it at all. Because
upper level, dude. Got to go upper level.
But it's not connected immediately to any other highways.
Oh, no, not at all.
That's the problem.
It only makes sense for me because I live in Astoria. And it just, when it shoots out the upper level, you're right on 21st Street, which leads you right to Astoria. Yes. So it's like you come off and boom.
Sure.
So it's great. It's great if you live in Queens and specifically if you live in Astoria. But we were Midtown Tunnel because he took the tunnel. And this was crazy. This is the only time I've ever felt like Louis J. Gomez. But I think I might be in the right. But at one point, I just started arguing just to argue. But the guy, we're in the middle of the tunnel coming through Queens. Coming through the Midtown Tunnel, and I'm like, hey, man, when you come out of the tunnel, if you wouldn't mind, can you just make a right and go on 21st Street? Because I'm trying to get to that same 21st Street to go all the way down to get to Astoria.
Sure.
And I'm like, would you – never had a problem with it. Never once been coming through the Midtown Tunnel and been like, hey, by the way, it's like the first exit to your right. It's 21st Street. Just take it all the way there. They're always like, oh, yeah, right here. And that's what I was expecting. Mm-hmm. Was for them to be like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, hey, man, so just come out of here and you take 21st Street on the right? And he goes, no. And I was like, what's up? And he goes, yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. And I was like, yeah, yeah, y'all.
Is it an American guy?
No.
What is it?
Middle Eastern of sorts.
Okay.
And
aggressive Middle Eastern, young.
Yes, older, old man, very stubborn old man. And he was hitting me with like the no. No. And I was like, hey, what's
up? Did
his
facial hair look like it was constructed with very old, shoddy barbering tools?
He clean face, stern eyebrows. Very stern eyebrows.
Yeah.
His
eyebrows are ready for war, dude.
Dude, he was ready
to go to war with you.
That's his fucking war helmet, those brows.
Directions is my thing.
No, dude, here's the thing. Here's the crazy shit. And I would love to know if I was right or wrong. He was like, no. Lyft policy, I must follow the GPS. And I was like, that's, there's no way that's true. There's
straight
no way that's true.
Bullshit, dude.
Straight bullshit. So I go, dude, there's no way that's true. And he's like, it is, I will not go local. And I was like, well, yeah, no, go local. Hold on, Christine, I can't read that. What does it say? Oh, you put something up to the screen. And I don't know what it is.
Looking up Lyft's policy.
So him and I get into it. I'm like, dude, why aren't you fucking... I'm telling you right now, it's faster if you go down 21st Street. And he's like, no, it is not. It's faster if I take BQE. He was telling me to take the fucking BQE all the way around to Grand Central when you come through the Midtown Tunnel. So it's basically the difference in, and it could be faster, but if it, it's almost either way is the same time. I would say it's the same amount of time either way. It might be like a minute faster on a good day on the BQE. But I was like, dude, just take 21st Street. And he's like, I will not. I was like, man, fuck you. Just go down 21st Street. He's like, fuck you. And we just got into this thing. And I was like, dude, I'm not going to tip you. He's like, I don't give a fuck about your tip. And I was like, well, just fucking go down 21st Street and this all gets solved. And then we hit this weird silence because I'm like,
get
dude,
the fuck out of my country.
Dude,
you fucking suicide bomber.
I was just, I just kept thinking like, I don't want to, I had two bags with me and I was like, I don't want to get out and fucking go to the cars. So we're like, we're arguing. And Jay, when I tell you.
You said you went Lewis on him. I thought I would have gone.
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, no, I said this is the closest I've ever gone to being Lewis, which is pushing back. In my mind, pushing back
a little bit.
Like, woo! I went nuts. And so I'm yelling, and the guy's yelling at me, and then it just goes this way.
Lewis has hands on the guy by now.
Oh, my God. I watched Lewis try to climb into a cab in rollerblades and watch the guy get out try to fight him. Like, it was some crazy shit. So. And in no way would I ever be as real as an ass dude as Lewis in that manner. But him and I are yelling, and then it just goes silent. And I keep being like, that's the voice in my head where I can never go, Lewis. Because in my head, I'm like, are you the dickhead? Are you out of line? I'm like, no, man, I asked him to go a specific way.
If I were you, I would have looked up if that was the policy. I would have called him on that shit right then and there. Or I would have said, okay, I didn't know that.
You know what?
You could have made it completely cool.
Rideshare drivers only have to follow the GPS strictly when they are carrying more than one passenger going to different destinations. No. For drivers, for Uber, drivers on Uberpool or Uberpool Express trips cannot deviate from the GPS directions.
That's fine. But that's it. So he's lying to you. No.
He lied.
He doesn't know his rules. Which could also be true.
No, Dan.
Well, I was just
that fucking Middle Eastern son of a bitch lied to your goddamn face. God knows what he's doing now.
He probably
stole your identity, you fuck.
Let me tell you what. Usually, a flare up from Danny Sodes like this would have me feeling bad because I'd be like, dude, he fucking drives for 12 hours a day. I had enough money to get a ride back to Queens. I should still tip the guy. Didn't tip him.
He felt pretty good about it, dude.
And I gave him a 1-star, and I said that he wouldn't listen to my directions.
And you said I think I saw dynamite under his shirt.
And then he said something about a plan.
You went Karen on him.
Yeah, I went Karen, and it felt good. Ladies, I get it. I get why you do it. It's a very powerful feeling.
I guess the 1-star. No, I hated it. Pretty Karen.
I hated it. I yelling at him. It sucked, but you know. We'll see. I called the different people at the NSA.
ICE is going to handle it.
No worries, dude. Let me show you, Christine. You know how you white man it? You call a military branch.
I have no idea
what white men do with their problems.
We have meetings in rooms with cigars, and we talk about necessary moves that need to be made.
And we were able to choose from over 1,000 different brands of cigars from Famous Smoke.
And then he fights at
famous-smoke.com/bonfire.
When we're preparing a war in a Central American country, go to topsmoke-bonfire. You can get the best, all the best cigars when you're planning coups in South America.
That's famous-smoke.com/bonfire. Famous-smoke. That's famous-smokes.com/bonfire, I think.
So you
didn't tip me, gave him a 1-star. Were you the ass there? No, because he lied to you. He was lying to you anyway.
Yeah, right? All I simply asked was for the route that I like to go in my sweet autistic mind.
You gave him a 1-star, which moves him down the rankings of Uber. And look, did he have to go home to his, I'm guessing, 4 or 5 kids that are afraid to use local medicine because they're worried about getting deported? So he just comes home every. Oh, Jacob, that's not cool at all. And the kids are all hungry, and they have to share a burger. They cut a cheeseburger like a pizza, and everybody gets a slice of a burger.
Oh no,
that's fine. But here's the good news, dude. You let Uber know though that guy's a piece of shit and doesn't deserve to be here. You did your part, dude. As an American, You did your part. Dan Soder's a patriot, everybody. Patriot.
I just want to let everyone know.
Jay would have just punched him.
I just want to let everyone
know. I would have boxed his ear, dude. I would have clanked him. And if Get off the fucking highway, fuckface.
If you don't think I didn't hit him with some raised by a lady passive aggressiveness at the end of it, where I go, you know, if you weren't so stubborn, you'd probably make a lot more money doing this, right? He's like,
No, you didn't, dude. Did you give him a huffy walk-off?
Yeah.
Swear to God, dude. Swear to God. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Huffy walk-off. I just totally give him a huffy walk-off.
You catch more flies with honey butter. That's right. Honey butter on chicken. Wendy's new honey butter with chicken. Only $1.99.
Hey, mister, just want to let you know that I did not have an enjoyable experience.
Just so you know, the next person I hang out with is probably going to pay for the mood I'm in. Because of you. Because of you!
Dude, I was hitting him with that fucking single mom, fuck you energy. I've learned well. I trained in a fucking dojo my entire life for that moment.
You're like my thing with the cop, dude. You're like my thing with the cop. And you're like, I'm going to give you a 1-star review. And he goes, I don't care. You go, oh!
Yeah. He goes, what do you want? Literally, your country drone striked my country 10 days ago and killed my cousin. 1-star me. Oh, how dare you.
Then he takes a knife he had going in the car lighter, and he just scars his own face with it. Yeah. He just brands his own face.
I have brought in you dishonor. And you're like, no, I'm sorry. Oh, no, no, I didn't want that. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh.
Now you pay.
Yeah, well, guess what, guys?
Fuck him, dude. Fuck him. You're right.
I stood up for myself for the first time in the 37 years I've lived on this earth.
Look,
hell yeah, Dan.
I'll tell you what.
Your directions. You're the paying customer. Fuck that.
It accomplished nothing, dude. Now, here's the thing. It accomplished nothing. I made for a funny story for sure.
True.
But in the story, at the end of the day, the guy made you look like an ass. He did nothing you said, and he lied to your face.
Damn.
My way is much better, dude. Box his ear.
I've seen it too many times in cabs where assaulting a driver is 25 years in prison.
No, not where they see, though, where you're saying he won't go the way you say to go.
No, 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 Jay, it's 25
Dude,
years.
Fine. Shut up, Christine. Find 12 people. You find me 12 jurors that are going to convict you on that, dude, for boxing a guy's ear because he won't get off the highway and
what if
go the way you know to go.
What if they're Succession fans and they don't like Billions?
No, fuck that, dude. Well, Dan, Christine, please. Dan, it's all going to come down to jury selection.
You're right. And that's when they're going to get it. And hiring Jacob as my counsel.
Just generally speaking, Dan said, get off the highway, take the local. The guy said, I'm not because I can't. That's the whole story. And then the fact that Dan didn't slide this guy one behind the back of the ear and put him down, I tell you, is a real testament to the person he is. A good person.
Fucking pussy.
Whoa.
Yeah, okay. Now, look, sure, that's what Jacob says.
Whoa.
That's what Jacob thinks.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.